good morning. My name is Okema Lewis, and I am the education consultant in District 299 for Title I, Part A and Part G students and families. My question today, and to thank you first of all, because NCLB did something very unique. It sent money directly to the schools for parents for the literacy needs in the home environment. It has been a five-year discovery for parents to get money so they could have meetings and transportation and childcare. So I had to mention it because it never gets mentioned in these wonderful settings that the families of Title I students needed help in the home environment. So thank you for that. My question is that, unfortunately, a lot of the school districts do not utilize these funds appropriately and in a timely manner. So I am asking that you would consider, when you are reauthorizing these wonderful terms, that you put some more teeth into Section 1118. Because these funds are needed. They support that parents go back to school so they can help their children. Again, thank you very much.
Okema, thank you for what you do, first of all, and for educating kids every day, and for your commitment to Title I students in particular. I couldn't agree with you more that, you know, it has taken us some time, and we're still at work at it, by the way, and having parents understand the power of the options that are available to them because of No Child Left Behind. I was just in Los Angeles with Mayor Villaraigosa right before the holidays, and we had a big campaign about that as well. They have really increased their take-up rates out there to provide these opportunities, and I think, you know, we're just starting to break through some of that and for parents to see the value of it for their students. I agree with you. I think there are some things that we can do in the law to provide more attention and more focus around the need to provide those options. But I'll tell you one thing that I've seen in the last 5 years is a little bit of a sea change with educators, where instead of initially thinking, oh, I don't want those resources to leave my school, they're saying, aha, 2014 is coming. I'm going to be accountable for grade level proficiency for these kids, and I better get them some help as quickly as possible. And I think that's a credit to educators, and it's good for kids and parents. So thank you, Okema.
Other questions? Is there one back?
Good morning. My name is Sylvia Patrick, and my question is in three parts. One, will supplemental educational services continue to be a prominent part of the No Child Left Behind law? Two, what additional efforts will be made to elevate the level of awareness among parents that the services exist? And three, what additional efforts will be made to empower parents to access the system to get the services to where their children are?
Well, Sylvia, obviously you've said a mouthful. You bet. Supplemental services and those options, I think, are absolutely here to stay as part of No Child Left Behind. And that's because there are millions of families who are taking advantage of them, and they're seeing a difference for their kids. So I think there's a real head of steam around those things. One of the things that we're doing at the department right now is having a series of meetings around the country in all sorts of different types of communities to develop models to enhance awareness by parents. You know, there are notification requirements that are in the law about these services. Some of them are very user-friendly for parents, and some of them you have to be, you know, a lawyer to figure out where on the fine print the options are, and it's very confusing. So I think we have work to do there. I also think, and as part of the reauthorization, as Okema said, we can find some ways to make it more attractive for school districts to expend those funds, to use those funds, and to make sure those kids and families get help as quickly as possible. The other thing is we are looking at, and I've provided some waivers for school districts around the country to look at the flipping of services or providing supplemental services earlier than in year three of the accountability trajectory. And I think that's something that the Congress will look at. There's some good data on the effectiveness of doing that.
Madam Secretary, let me...